There's a Tshuvas Rama that says a tremendous chiddush with respect to the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. There's a mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. That we all know. But the question is there a mitzvah to mevaker a chayla even if the person has an illness that's catchy, that's contagious? Says the Rama, there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv of Bikur Chaylim even if the person has a chayli hamizdabek, a catchy sickness, something that a visitor might catch. And the Rama is talking about a case where a person agreed to rent out his apartment to another fellow, and they already signed an agreement, and they had an kinyan. Everything was a done deal. And right before this soicher moved into this apartment, his wife contracted a disease that was mizdabik, that was catchy, that was contagious. And the maskir wanted to back out of the deal. He felt that she's going to bring in this illness in his home, and it's going to, you know, cause a big problem in the future for people who want to dwell in this home. And he felt that he's allowed to renege on the deal, that it's now null and void, the deal, because it's al daita d'hachi, I never agreed to this schirus. Since you're going to bring into this home something that's catchy, that's contagious, I have full rights to back out on this deal. The Rama says he has absolutely no right to renege on the deal since it was already signed and there was already a kinyan that was made. Avada, the schiris, has to go through, and he cannot taina that he doesn't want to rent out his house to a person who has a chayli amizdabik. And says the Rama, if a person were to assume that there would be no mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim for a person who has a chayli hamizdabik, and he's talking about saheves, which is something like hepatitis, says the Rama, im kain botalta mitzvah Bikur Chaylim. If so, you're basically throwing out the entire mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. That's the chiddush of the Rama. He says, you cannot come with a premise that the mitzvah Bikur Chaylim doesn't apply if the person has a chayli mizdabi. Because if that was the case, then you wouldn't be able to ever fulfill the mitzvah Bikur Chaylim. The entire mitzvah Bikur Chaylim would become something that falls by the wayside. The other achronim have a lot of trouble with this psak of the Rama. And the Shulchan Gavaya and other achronim brought down in the Knesset HaGdoila say that this Rama is something that it's very, very difficult to comprehend. First of all, what does he mean when he says that if you were to assume that there would be no mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim for someone who has Chayli HaMistabik, im kein botalta mitzvah Bikur Chaylim? If so, you're basically disregarding and rejecting the entire a mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. What is that supposed to mean? That means that, you know, most illnesses are actually contagious, and you can contract the disease if you go ahead and you visit this person that's bedridden? That's not the case. So this premise, this line of the Rama, that im kein botalta mitzvah Bikur Chaylim, is a pella. That's number one. Number two, the Knesset HaGdoila and the Shulchan Gavaya and other achroinim assume that the Rama is even being mechadish that there's a mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, if the chayli hamizdabik is actually something that has a chashash sakana. Even if there is a chashash sakana involved in the visiting of such a sick person, there's still a mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim according to the Rama. And they assume that the Rama's halacha applies to a magifa as well. If there's a plague going around and someone's suffering from this plague, and you go ahead and you want to visit him, says the Rama, it's a mitzvah Bikur Chaylim, and the chiyuv Bikur Chaylim includes even if it's a chayli mizdabek, even if there is a chashash sakana for a person to go ahead and visit such a person. The Shulchan Gavaya is matmi on this, and he says that this halacha of the Rama cannot be accepted lemaisa. And says the Shulchan Gavaya, avade, you're not mechuyev to enter a state of sakana in order to mekayim the mitzvah of bikur chaylim. And the Knesset HaGdayla brings down this machlekes. He brings down the Tshuva Sarama, and he brings down the Knesset HaGdayla. And the Knesset HaGdayla is basically comes to the conclusion that you cannot be machri on this machlekes. He doesn't have the koyach to come to a conclusive psak when it comes to this machlekes, and therefore he remains a suffix. He remains in a state of suffix lemaisa. Other achronim understand the Ramah differently than the Knesset HaGdayla and the Shulchan Gavoya. And other achronim understand that Avada, even the Ramah, it doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah of Bikur HaChaylim, even if it means entering into a state of sakana in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur HaChaylim. And Avada, if the Chayli HaMizdabik, the contagious illness that the Ramah is referring to, carried with it a chashash sakana for the visitor, even the Ramah would be maskim that there would be no mitzvah of Bikur HaChaylim in such a situation. Why? So they shtaltsu a halacha that's brought down in Chayshim Mishpat, and the Hagoyis Maimni talks about this. He brings a Yerushalmi, and that is the following suffix in the Yerushalmi. Are you mechuyiv to enter a state of suffix sakana in order to save another fellow Jew from a vaday sakana? If, let's say, a person is drowning, he's in the water and he's about to drown, and he's in a state of vaday sakana, you can go ahead, dive in, and try to save him, but it's only a suffix whether you'll be able to save him, suffix of whether you'll die in the course of this, salvation that you're trying to provide for him. Are you mechuyev to jump in and enter a state of suffix sakana in order to prevent someone from suffering from certain death? The Yerushalmi says that you're mechuyev. The Hagoyis Maimini brings down the Yerushalmi, that you're mechuyev to enter a state of suffix sakana in order to save someone from a vada sakana. Why? Because when it's a vada sakana versus a vada sakana, you're not mechuyev to give up your life in order to save someone else, because there's a svara, mechitesi, chayecha koidmin, and vada, you don't have to give up your life for sure if it's in order to save someone else's life. But if it's only a suffix sakana, so the Yerushalmi says, suffix and Vaday wins, and therefore you don't have to enter you're mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana in order to save someone from a vaday sakana, because he's a vaday and you're a suffix. However, we do not paskin like this Yerushalmi, and the Sma points out that the Ramal, the Shulchan Aruch, don't bring this Yerushalmi down, because we paskin that you're not mechuyev to enter even a state of suffix sakana in order to save your friend from a vaday sakana. And if that was the case, then it would be very difficult to comprehend this psak of the Ramah. Because if the Ramah was referring to even a chayli hamizdabik, a contagious illness that contained within it a chashash sakana, then it would make no sense to assume that you're mechuyev to mevaker chayla, even if there's a chashash sakana involved in visiting this sick person. Because if I'm not mechuyev, according to the Ramah, to put myself in a suffix sakana to save someone from vaday sakana, then kal v'chomer in this case, where you're not vaday saving him from his illness, kol shekin, you're not mechuyev to put yourself in a suffix sakana in order to save this guy from his vaday illness. Because over here, you're not even removing his vaday illness. You're just visiting him. So kol v'chaim, you're not mechuyev to enter a state of suffix sakana in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim. Elomai, according to these paiskim, the Ramah is not talking about a case where the chayli hamizdabik is something that has a chashash sakana attached to it. Rather, it's a chayli that doesn't carry with it a chashash sakana. It's something that is contagious, that it is catchy, but it doesn't pose a sakana for a person who visits. And therefore, the chiddush of the Ramah, which is a chiddush, but the chiddush of the Ramah that you have a mitzvah, bikur chaylum, even if the chayla has a contagious disease, according to these poskim, is not referring to a case where the disease can cause you a vaday sakana or even a chashash sakana. Rather, there's no sakana at all. It's just something that you could catch and get sick as a result of this visit. Now, we should point out that according to many poskim, if you actually want to enter a state of suffix sakana in order to be matzal your friend from a vaday sakana, not only are you not mechuyev, it's actually aser. And there's a lashon in the Radvaz that it's a chosid shaita, and according to many poskim, you're not allowed to enter a stafik sakana in order to save yourself from a vavei sakana. Now that's a machlekes. Other poskim hold that you're just not mechuyev, but it's mutter. But other poskim hold that it's aser. So at any rate, it's a machlekes ha-poskim, whether the Ramah is being mechadish, that there's a mitzvah bikur cholim, even if there's a chashash sakana involved in visiting this sick person, or avada, in the case of chashash sakana, he would be maskim that that there's no chiyuv, and the Ramah is only being mechadish that there's a mitzvah, even when there's a cholim hamizdabik, as long as the cholim hamizdabik has no significant sakana that can be caused as a result of the visit.